need you to decide for me. And again, for me, it's the inclusion factor. If the writers in the room come from different markets mm-hmm. and different communities, and they're writing this together, like some of the conversations I've had with my friends when I was in high school, and I was in one of the most inclusive groups. It was me. We had the homeboys from Sri Lanka. Yeah. We had the homeboys from India. We had dudes from, we had the French Canadian dude. We had Jewish dudes. We were like this, like, one of those really cheesy ads on the cover of a university. that was my actual group of friends.
Exactly.
And we all made nasty jokes that if you put us out on the streets or on TV making those jokes, we would all get canceled. But we were all making those jokes together because there was a comfort level and there was an understanding that the joke is a joke. And yeah. we're all in on the joke. We're not actually trying to offend each other. We're not actually trying to hurt or insult each other. And the people who are watching these things and are getting offended for us, I don't need you to be offended for me. If I'm offended, I'll say I'm offended. Exactly. I can speak up for myself.
They scared the lawsuits, dog. They don't want. They was like, you know, let's be preemptive with it. Swiss Beats, in terms of talking about music, always talks about gatekeepers. How we need better gatekeepers yeah. for our culture. And when I see a particular situation like this, where we live in a PC culture, where they're canceling everything ahead of time, ahead of our uproar, ahead of our outrage,
yeah,
it leads me to think about who's controlling the black narrative now. Have we lost control of the black narrative?
I don't think we ever had it. I'm being honest.
That's
though,
a like, scary thought when you really think about it.
It is.
I know people listening is like, black narrative. Like, yes, the way that we're portrayed on TV and in films.
Yeah.
Are we controlling that narrative? Obviously not at some point, because we're not the majority in terms of the Writers Guild and directors, some of that. We have made many events advances. Shout out to shout out to Tyler Perry and Troy Crossroads and the likes that's creating these production houses for black writers and filmmakers and so forth.
Yeah.
But is there a way for us to regain our narrative? So that we can tell them, hey, listen, we're not offended by this. This is okay.
Yeah, man, that's hard. I think we would have to, because the same group of Karens out there who were upsetting us have their, I don't know what the polar opposite of a Karen is, but the polar opposite of a Karen who's
like a Malik.
But not even male. I mean, just in the sense of the idea of a Karen, and yeah, sure, a Malik, like the Hotep, like the
woke brother, the super woke brother, yeah.
Yeah. Like, we need to find a middle ground where conversations can be had without one thinking it's a conspiracy for the white man to control us and to enslave our community, and the other one actively trying to control us and enslave our community. We have to, like, I don't want anything about enslaving. I don't want anything about control. I like the idea that our narratives can be stories about us doing other things outside of that. Like, I just watched Underground Railroad.
Oh, great show.
Great show, but intense and hard to see. And, you know, I'm happy that we're still telling those stories. You know, I was talking to my mom, and my mom was saying, I watch Roots. And I was just like, yeah, and I watch 12 Years a Slave. And every generation, you have those, like, major stories that have to be told to remind people, like, that stuff was not that long ago. We do need to think about it. And I think some of the wokeness and some of the conversations come from seeing those things and thinking, like, I can't believe we did that in the past. We were so wrong. And they start overcompensating.
Exactly.
And that pendulum swing that I always say, where, you know, you did something so wrong that you're trying to balance it out by doing something so right, but you're doing something so right by getting angry for us instead of talking to us and with us about these things. And that's the important thing. Speak with us, not to us. Don't talk to or at me. Speak with me. Have a conversation with me. Have a discussion with me, and we will figure this out together, as opposed to telling me this was wrong, this guy did this, that person did that, and you should, and we're offended. And it's just like, oh, I thought that shit was kind of funny.
Yeah, I thought she was kind of funny. And we're gonna talk about the movie just now, Tropic Thunder, in a little bit, where Robert Downey Jr. does the blackface. But Alex Miller kind of evokes those same kind of sentiments that you just spoke about. He goes on to write, the thing with canceling that, it makes white people feel like they're doing something useful. But the black community never asks people to destroy or defund or edit media output, which has graced our televisions and our movie theaters and libraries for decades.
Yeah.
It's like, so by them overcompensating, in the same retrospect, they're marginalizing our creativity and they're marginalizing our right to say, hey, listen, we didn't like that.
Yeah. And you know what the other part is? and this is maybe where I start sounding a little Hotep-y Malik myself.
You have a Hotep in you? I've never heard you getting your Hotep back.
It's not that Hotep, but it's the idea that sometimes the cancellations are coming from people that are intentionally trying to control narratives and to control how our stories are told and how we look. Mm. You know, for example, the people who are trying to it's funny that they're doing it, but the people who tried to cancel Jimmy Kimmel for doing blackface as Shaq are not liberals. It's conservatives who are trying to see, look what he did. You guys keep telling us that we're wrong, but look at what he was doing.
Yeah, and just pointing the finger, right? But like, we like Jimmy Kimmel. We know Jimmy Kimmel's an ally.
Jimmy Kimmel made him like he did a sketch. Is the sketch funny? Yeah, it was funny. Is it weird that he did blackface? It's a little weird, but in the context of Jimmy Kimmel doing a sketch and trying to be funny, I understand what he was doing. I don't love it, but I understood that it was a joke.
Yeah.
The difference is when I see in Montreal or in Quebec some of these university students dressing up as Jamaica during they're having some school event and they have blackface on and fake dreads and they're making horn sounds and running around with bottles of rum and pretending this is what being Jamaican is. There's a big difference between that and the very specific version that was done by Jimmy Kimmel. Now, don't get me wrong. Jimmy Fallon has also done something, but he did an impression of Terrence Howard, and he didn't do blackface. He just dressed like Terrence Howard. He had the mustache like Terrence Howard. Right. And everyone said, this is a good example of doing an impression of someone. Yes, I would prefer that version than what Kimmel did, but I also understand Kimmel was telling us a joke. Tropic Thunder, Downey, we can discuss.
Let's discuss that. So Alex Miller, he does reference Robert Downey Jr.'s character in Tropic Thunder. Now, Tropic Thunder is one of my favorite movies. Ben Stiller is my guy way before Zoolander.
Yeah.
When I'm going to tell you this. When I first watched Tropic Thunder, I was like, oh, shit. Oh, Robert Downey Jr. is going to throw on the blackface. And I loved him in Sherlock, and he's a great actor. Yeah. I was not offended because I understood, like, this is creative license. Like, as you said in your last example, when you juxtaposed the kids in the universities dressed up as white blackface, and then a comedian doing it in a specific context, it's night and day. Yeah. I didn't feel like he was disparaging black people by doing blackface, but I felt there was a deeper conversation that he was trying to make within the comedic movie within itself. I think a lot of people have a hard time understanding perception and intent. And I think a lot of that lies within that. This was a great performance, but still some black people were offended that he threw on blackface. Like, it's as if some people that aren't black can't enjoy black culture and can't glamorize it in their own form of way without being destructive towards our culture within its own.
Yeah. And the way they did it in the film, Brandon T. Jackson playing his character with Robert Downey Jr.'s character, they were having the conversations about what he was doing as a way to show the ridiculousness of what he's doing and how far he's going and why this is problematic. Like, they were it's almost meta what they were doing in the sense that they're having the conversation that once you're out of the film, we could also have.
Yeah.
And that was the reason they did it. They didn't just do it to be like, man, we like making fun of them Negroes. Yeah. No, they did it specifically.
There was an intent. Yeah. There's a purpose to it.
Yeah.
You know, there was an underlying conversation, and I think a lot of people missed that when they watched the movie. Yes, it is a comedic movie in itself, but that conversation that both those characters were having was a conversation about race, was a conversation about interpretation.
Yeah.
So, man, this cancel culture is wild.
That's my thing. And the other thing is, cancel culture is fake at the end of the day.
Yeah.
It is. Because if Mark Wahlberg can continue to do films and no one talks about the fact that he almost killed an Asian man in a hate crime, And I'm not, this isn't some new story.
No, it's a fact. It's a fact.
Mark Wahlberg tried to kill someone when he was younger.
Yeah, his wild boy days.
In a racist act. And no one canceled him. Can you imagine any actor now doing something that crazy and having a career?
Yeah. One of the biggest examples, you know, and I brought this up when we did the live on Geektastic, is Charlie Sheen. Charlie Sheen shows how objective this whole cancel culture is. Charlie Sheen literally said, like, yo, I'm going to be as wild as that, you know, because the morning show is the morning detour. I can't get too crazy. But y'all know what Charlie Sheen said, and he said Tiger Blood at the end of it.
Yeah.
And everybody was kind of fine with it. So it's kind of subjective to who's the person that they're trying to cancel. And if something is based on subjectivity, then to me is no longer valid. Because it's just based on someone's personal opinions or emotions upon that person or said act.
Yeah. If at the end of the day, you like what he did is genuinely wrong, universally accepted as being wrong, then we would all say it's wrong. But in this case, a lot of the stuff that's going on, people kind of sit back and go, well, I mean, I think it's funny. And then someone else says, I'm offended. And it's just like, okay, well, then have a conversation about it.
Yeah.
That's the instead of just yelling at each other, try and have an actual, genuine conversation about it. That's something that you and I have always said.
Oh, you asking too much, Doc. You asking for too much. Nobody...
It's on our platforms. It's about the conversation.
It's a simple formula. If you don't like something that somebody said or somebody does, confront them about it in a social manner, in a manner where, listen, hey, can you explain why you did this or said this and that? People are not doing that. People see something they don't like, and they go to social media, you know, and they get on their soapbox, and that's not the way to get your problem resolved effectively. No.
I tell people all the time, think of an argument as a full glass of water, and every time you raise your voice or start just writing in caps or anything, the glass starts to shake and a little bit of the water starts spilling over. And once you get to halfway down the glass because you've spilt that much, it's done.
It's done.
That's how I tell people. The whole point is to have the conversation without spilling the drop. And it's hard as hell. But at the end of the day, if you really want to have the conversation and learn from this person and understand where they're coming from, and even if you don't agree with them, you could still see what they mean, then that's the whole point. That's the gist of it.
Montreal, my city. I've been speaking with Brian Holiday, one of the hosts of the Geektastic Cypher podcast, award-winning on Free Agents Media. Doc, I appreciate you. Before I let you go, Doc, let the people know one, two shows that they should be watching right now. What's your favorites right now? What are you sitting down on right now? Underground Railroad, I like. It is very graphic, but it's real.
It's real.
And I love emotional. And I love the depth of the story, and they show the hypocrisy and straw man theories within it, right? Like the white people saying they're helping black people, you know, that little town that they created, but they're actually taking your essence. So I love how they show that, because it's deeper than just showing, oh my gosh, white people oppressed black people at a certain point in history. And it's another thing showing how they institutionalized a lot of their behaviors and how that worked in terms of degrading us and bringing us down. Underground Railroad is one of my favorites right now. Where are you at?
Recently been watching Pause with Sam J.
Okay. I got to jump
on that.
That's
an amazing show. They have some really interesting conversations about, Sam J is a solid comedian, and she is just having conversations about real ish. Like, she's not holding back. She's talking about Hollywood. She's talking about race. She's talking about sexuality. She's talking about liberal versus conservative, what it means. She's doing what we've been saying, and similarly to what we're doing. She's having conversations with people. When she doesn't agree, the conversation is a conversation. No yelling, no disrespect. Just, I don't see it that way, but let me hear you out. And that's one of the best shows. So Pause with Sam J would be my major recommendation.
Okay, Marshall, I see you guys heard it. Because one of the best things about life is understand that the goal of a conflict should be to find a resolution.
Yes.
A lot of people feel like a conflict should just only be there for me to get more angry.
Yeah.
Right? There should be a resolution. This should be a common ground. Brian Holiday, I appreciate you. Thank you for taking time on the
Thanks
Morning Detour.
Thanks for having me on, man.
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Yes. We halfway through the show. You know we do things. Montreal, my city, the new Russ. Money on me. We on Fridays.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I got my money on me. I bet on myself. I can't expect them to check up on me. Gotta check on myself. I got my money on me. Watch me win in the end. And after that, I'ma keep going and winning again and again. I hear all the chatter, but it doesn't matter, cause I never met someone who f- with me. No, I've been counted out since the jump, I still made it, I
got my money on me.
Bet on myself and I don't even gamble. Peep the financials, this is substantial. Skeptics and shambles, y'all got it wrong. Y'all opinions a day, get the t-shirt and candles out. Oh, that's your girl, why she fanning out? Walking, I bring all the cameras out. This isn't luck, no, I planned this out. Yeah. I got my money on me, I bet on myself. I can't expect them to check up on me. Gotta check on myself. I got my money on me. Watch me win in the end. And And after that, I'ma keep going and winning again and again. I hear all the chatter, but it doesn't matter, cause I never met someone who with me. No, I've been counted out since the jump, I still made it, yeah. I got my money, yeah. Bet on myself, I don't care about chance. I'd rather be in the race than the stands. Don't put your place in your best song. If this ain't a hit, then I bet it's the next song. Cause this is arena talk, this is arena sound. Making the racket like bringing Serena around. Head up this world, yeah, I told her she Venus bound. This is my season now, yeah. I got my money on me, I bet on myself. I can't expect them to check up on me. Gotta check on myself. I got my money on me, watch me win in the end. And after that, I'ma keep going and winning again and again. I hear all the chatter, but it doesn't matter, cause I never met someone who f- with me. No, I've been counted out since the jump, I still made it, yeah. I did, I did. Got my money on me. Hey.
Let me tell you something, I had to play this new Ty Dolla. Jake Harlow, 24 gold. I won!
Medals round my neck because I won.
Yeah!
Now my mama set because I won. Out here making bands, do what I want. Diddy with the phone, I get what I want. Skip the head and nails up the 101. She just wanna chill on some one-on-one. I just hit the gas, bitch, I'm gone. I might do the dash on them just because. Medals round my neck because I won.
And I'm not gonna stop winning. And I'm not gonna stop spinning. Lifestyle, I'm locked in it. 10 weeks, I've been top 10. She need me like oxygen. Felt the same till I got finished. Big ring with them rocks in it. When I pop one, I'm like Popeye when he got spinach. I'm clean cut with a pop image, but it's demons that I'm locked in with. Take a flight and switch continents. My old whip, it have an ox in it. New whip, I just hit a button and suddenly there's no top in it. No top in it. But I still get plenty in it. Then I give it at Jimi Hendrix. Lusted over by plenty women. Say I look just like Diggy Simmons. Fresh Prince, I get jiggy with it. Lot of hits, there's never any misses. Dizzy Wiz, I'm in the city with it. On top, any minute.
Medals round my neck because I won. Now my mama set because I won. Out here making bands, do what I want. Diddy with the phone, I get what I want. Skip the head and nails up the 101. She just wanna chill on some one-on-one. I'm gone. I might do the dash on them just because. Medals round my neck because I
pulled up in that full truck, made it drop down like her skirt, skirt. Lines talking that bullshit with that bullshit, ain't gon' work. New crib, got a good view, bring the hood through what I could do. Little baby, she know that I'm worth it. Can't tell me that I don't deserve, ayy.
$1 million if you want this deluxe.
Baby, I feel expensive, okay. Yeah, I came from the cut,
and I ran this shit up.
Just suspended this much with the gang. Watch me not give a fuck,
cause it's up in the stuff.
Baby, I'm never going away. Feel like AI when I hit the stage. Never practice, but I came to play.
Medals round my neck because I won. Now my mama set because I won. Out here making bands, do what I want. Diddy with the phone, I get what I want.
Skip the head and nails up the 101. She just wanna chill on some one-on-one.
I just hit the gas, bitch, I'm gone. I might do the dash on them just because. Medals round my neck because I won.
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
It's the Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM with Wheezy Moonchaser and myself, Lorena, and it's time to get into this week's culture and entertainment news. So first, I did see one of my favorite places is back open, the Canal Lounge. Have you ever been?
What lounge? Which one?
Canal Lounge.
Look at you say it so seductively. Now, I haven't been to the Canal Lounge, but I'm going to write it down on my notes.
Anywho, it opened on June 5th. It's on, of course, the Lachine Canal, because that's where everything's at, near the Atwater Market. So what I like about it, it's like it's a boat, right? Mm-hmm. And so you could like go in the boat, you can have drinks, but I like to get on the rooftop deck that they have, and you just sit outside, you're like surrounded by the water, it's cute. You have drinks. It's not a place to go if you're hungry, because they only have like those like little snacks that you could eat. But it is, it's a dope vibe. So that is back open. So I do suggest people to go and check it out if you can.
Let me ask you this, Luna. Do you have to reserve or people could just show up there and be seated?
No, you just show up. So it's first come, first serve.
Okay, Canal Lounge. I'm marking down on my board.
Next up, we have Blue Lavender. So the Lavender Farm, Bleu Lavande, has reopened in its new location in Magog, which is in the Eastern Townships. They actually, with their new place, they have indoor and outdoor activities to do. So in the wintertime, especially, they'll have the Chromatic Fields, which is an indoor simulation emulating the sights and sounds of the lavender fields swaying in the wind. And they also have picnic spaces, a gourmand area, places to relax, a gardening area, a boutique, and a workshop area. So there's a lot of different things that you could do now at the new Lavender Farm. And that is located at 2525 Rue Principale in Magog, Quebec. The prices are pretty good as well. You could go check it out at their website. And then just like last year, we had a lot of drive-through movies that started popping up. So now Metro Grocery Store
is
still having one.
Metro Grocery Store is getting into the cinema business as well.
Listen, this is what I found, okay? So from June 25th to September 1st, Ciné Metro will be showing two Quebec films on 40 different dates. So I guess this will be happening in their parking lot. In certain metro stores, grocery stores. So they have the movie Félix et le Trésor de Morga. I think that's how it's pronounced.
That's a good movie. And
yeah, it was, it got a lot of great reviews. And also Nadia Butterfly. That was an official selection at Cannes in 2020. Mm-hmm. So that's also a big deal. And when you do go to the movies at a Metro grocery store, you also get a free snack and a free loot bag at the end of the movie. So it's pretty cool. You could go to cinemetro.ca/calendrier to see where the locations will be and on what days. Again, yoga by Simply Sita is still happening. So this is outdoor and indoor yoga sessions to connect the mind, body, and spirit. You could do it by groups or individual sessions. Right now, you could get 5 60-minute classes for $75. So if you're interested, please send an email to info@simplycita.ca, and Cita is C-I-T-A. Another thing that's happening this weekend is it's gallery weekend, which I have no clue. But if you're into art galleries, definitely check it out this weekend. It's from June 10th to the 13th. You can go to galleryweekend.ca to see participating galleries. You can see the programs, and they actually have the routes that you could take to go to each gallery because they are promoting walking or bikes. So they give you the fastest distance to get to each gallery.
So what's going on here? Gallery crawl? We're going to get on a gallery crawl?
That's what it looks like. But it's pretty cool that they have all this stuff going over the weekend.
Sure is.
Of course, Black Montreal Experiences is still happening. Visit blackmontrealexperiences.com to book your walk across Montreal for the virtual, not virtual, for the historical walks. It's $35 each one. The Let Me Out virtual comedy show, again, that is happening on June 19th at 8 p.m. with comedians Rodney, Akeem, Charmaine, Renzel, Ron Taylor, and Big Norm. It still says early bird tickets on his page, and that is $12, so definitely check it out before it's too late. Or you could get a $15 ticket, which will be entered into a raffle. So that is happening. And then also Versus, of course, I have to keep you up to date. They announced two new Versus battles that will be happening this month. So on June 16th, we have Eve versus Trina.
What?
I know, it's very weird.
That is so unbalanced. That's not even the same vibe. Okay.
It's very weird. I don't know what they were thinking.
Well, Eve for the win. unless they're doing it in Buckhead.
I don't know. It's weird, but it's happening June 16th. So check it out if you're interested. And then on June 26th, the one that we've all been waiting for, Bow Wow versus Soulja Boy, is happening.
Oh no. Marco Polo. Marco Polo. It's going to be lit.
I'm guessing you have Soulja Boy for that one.
I could do without your condescension, Luna. No, this is a tough one. By Weezy, Soulja King.
Yeah, that's going to be a good one.
the pageantry, it's not even the verse at this point. It's just the buffoonery that they're going to come with. They better do it in person. They better have a crowd. It's going to be everything in life. This one might do really well. I definitely foresee this one doing really, really well in terms of numbers and viewership. Bow Wow's going to win, though.
I think so, too, just because he's been out longer and he's had some major hits because, as a child star, he broke records. Like, he did a lot of stuff. But Soulja Boy has really big hits, too, and he continues to have big hits till this day. So it's going to be really entertaining. They're both entertainers. I've seen both of them. I haven't seen both of them live. I've seen Soulja Boy live. So he is entertaining, so it'll be a great show. Moving on to entertainment. So this week in the news, Drake and Live Nation announced that they partnered to bring a live entertainment venue to Toronto. The venue is called History and has been in development for the past 3 years, which could happen because the construction in Toronto is insane with the development of condos. The venue will hold 2,500 people and offers artists a versatile and intimate destination to perform and connect with fans in Toronto. The venue is located at 1663 Queen Street East and construction should be completed this fall. And they're looking to have about 200 shows a year at the venue.
Damn, 200 shows a year. Yo, shout out to Drake, man, doing big things. He's like, you know what? I'm going to create my own center for artists to come perform. You don't have to go nowhere else. Come to History.
Also, today is the release of Culture 3 by the Migos. It has features from Cardi B, Drake, Future, The Late Pop Smoke, and Juice WRLD, and many more guests on the album. Billboard actually spoke with Offset about it, and he had some things to say about the album as well as the group itself. He goes, we're not just doing one verse and one verse. We're switching it up, explains Offset. We're doing things other people can't do because we're the only group. We got creative with our flows so we can stamp another movement. We feel like we're going to lead the pack with this album. So he's basically saying the Migos aren't getting the just due. They actually brought trap to the more pop world. They made it more mainstream, but people don't give them that recognition.
Well, yeah, I mean, the Migos is a great group, but I got to give them a little bit of pushback. You know, y'all ain't Bone Thugs and Harmony, you know, don't get it twisted. You know, and people like Rich Homie Quan paved the way for the likes of the Migos and even the earlier Future and Titty Boy and all those guys. They paved the way for the Migos. Now, the Migos, yes, they commercialized that whole trap melody kind of vibe. But let's not make it seem, y'all ain't Benny the Butcher and them. Y'all aren't supreme lyricists. Y'all make catchy hooks. Y'all wear flashy clothes. Y'all wear shiny jewelry, and we love it because it's catchy. But don't make it seem like you should be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. But they do numbers, though. These songs is dope. The vibe is there.
They definitely do numbers. But, I mean, I feel like there was a lot of people that
came before that paved the way for that sound, right?
Yeah, especially with trap, because they were talking about talking about drugs and all that stuff. I mean, that's been in the music for years.
Yeah.
And so people of all ages, all backgrounds have been singing these songs for years as well, even going back to N.W.A. So.
And let's be honest, Larina, most people don't even know what the hell they're saying on the song. Woo, woo. Like, it's just a whole bunch of, they're great at ad-libs.
But people know the ad-libs than the verses. That, I'll give it to them for that, definitely.
They the kings of ad-libs, for sure.
So now, Weezy's best friend, Jeff Bezos, made an announcement that he will be traveling to space by a rocket ship made by his space company.
So, yo, let me get your mads, yo. Why aren't we being invited on the first inaugural space flights like that?
Well, that's what I want to know, because that's your best friend, so he didn't invite you. He actually invited his brother.
Jeff Bezos is better. I can't wait. You know, our first trip to Mars is gonna be so special. I'm gonna cry on our 3 month journey to Mars. It's gonna be a beautiful thing, Lorene. I'm telling you.
Well, we'll see what goes on with Jeff first, because this is happening on July 20th. He said that this is a lifelong dream of his. He's been wanting to do this since he was 5 years old. So he's super excited to get to space. So I'm sure it's going to be documented for people to see. So we'll see how things work out for Jeff first. But that made the news as well. And then also, too, I wanted to end on some Black excellence. Because I feel like these things weren't talked about a lot in the media. So first up is U.S. gymnast Simone Biles. She wins the U.S. Gymnastics Championship, making her the first woman with 7 national titles.
Damn, yo, man. Yeah, listen, she changed the whole gym game. The whole gym game got changed. She's like the Stephen Curry of gymnastics.
Yeah, she has like a new move that she did. Now it's called the Biles because she's the first person to ever do that.
Damn, she coming out with new moves too? God damn. God is good, boy. Black excellence. You got to love it. You got to love it.
And then Timbaland, Swizz Beatz, and D-Nice are being honored with the Voice of Culture Award by ASCAP. Okay. So that is happening soon as well. And then this past weekend, the 50th Juno Awards happened. Mm-hmm. And The Weeknd won 5 awards, including Album and Artist of the Year. He took away the most awards that night at the show. And then also, traditional R&B soul recording of the year went to Savannah Rae for her album Solid, which I was really happy that she won that.
Well, listen, man, beautiful things going on. Now, I'm going to mention it here, but we're going to go deeper when I do my sports segment next week. Scottie Pippen has a book coming out. He got his memoir coming out. And let me tell you guys, he's making it seem like he made the Bulls team. He's making it seem like he was the glue, that Michael Jordan was the greatness that he is, but Scotty was the one holding it together.
That's his truth.
So I'm going to get my cousin E from New York. I'm going to get No Status Capo. We're going to debate that next week. And, of course, make sure you guys check out Bad Boys Do You Hear. They're back on Thursdays. Open mic down there at Essence, downtown Montreal. Shout out to Renzel and the whole team. They're doing beautiful things, bringing laughter in a time that we need laughs and smiles in our country, in our society. So, Larina, thank you for those updates. Let's play some more music. And y'all know, coming up a little later on the show, the Get Money Brothers are in the building. New music, Jam of the Week, Montreal Hopeful.
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
I can feel it in my bones. It's going to be a magical summer. This, that new Meek Mill, Flamers Flow. You know how we do things, The Morning Detour.
One false move, you a goner. Wiz messing up before Corona. Young hanging out the Bentley while I'm swinging around the corner. Paper tag, this is not a loner. This one's for the owners. This ain't for the leases. Time for a loafers, you can never tie my sneakers. Put her on the block list, I'm like Bob Felicia. I be on the island with a Spanish mama cedar. And shorty, she be wildin', it's no way that I'ma eat her. I don't feed her, I just, I don't need her. I'm like, we just tryna win. Glock 4, just clear, click and stitch. Don't fear, we been. Two friends kissing on the yacht, just like a friendship. New Benz, when we hit that block, we spinning it. We be riding bulletproof, cause we be really in. He was riding bulletproof, we shot it till we flipped it. Yeah, I was sturdy back when I was dirty. Started with an ounce at 20 million by the time I'm 30. I was in and out deep in that field and die by 30. Hanging with the killers playing bye-bye birdie. You dig? Kinda went drop back, I got my mom in Jersey. I would step on anything that threatened me or try to hurt me. I was rich as can't play my cell, my head bright and early. Work out with the life is doing 1,000 burpees. You dig? Plain Jane Richie, 580 bands. Expensive. God, watch the way you shake my hand. I make the Richie match the Virgil, I just changed the band. They killed my daddy, I was 5 and I got made a man.
Oh, friend of the show, Takens, Foolish Money.
Run that, my money, run that. Go when you go, make you go never. Run that, my money, run. Go when you go, make you go never. I'll never forget when they doubted me. I wanted to shine, but they clouded me. They said I'm a dog, but they hounded me. They had the red nose, they was clowning me. Now they scouting me. My points on the board, cause they count on me. Don't know if I'm feeling sick, but around you I sneeze. I think you my allergies. Make my city proud of me. I'm puffing all out, I'm allowed to be. I ball like the Champions League. Je fais que du sale like a salary. Translation, I stack me like salary. Packy like foot in the ring, take a jab at me. Actually, I'm more like a king with the crown on me. Naked in bed with the queen of spades, hourly. How you a vegan, but still moving cowardly? You bitter, you salty, you sourly. If you can throw dirt on my name, it empower me. My gon' grow like a flower, but now you can. Run that, my money, run that. Go when you go, make you go, never come back. Come back. Run that, my money, run that. Go when you go, make you go, never come back. Come back. Run that, my money, run that. Go when you go, make you go, never come back. Come back. Run that, my money, run that. Go when you go, make you go, never come back. Foolish. Run that, my money, run that. Go when you go, make you go, never come back. Come back. Run that, my money, run that. Go when you go, make you go, never come back. Come back. Run that, my money, run that. Go when you go, make you go, never come back. Come back. Run that, my money, run that. Go
up small, small, chop long time. Weak thoughts don't build strong minds. On the grind, that's all time. All time great, that's small time. The money, I don't chop up. Wahala, no, they see the program. Hit the strip clubs in Europe and throw my euros. I think I'm in Poland. I just moved all over, you see me with no cam. Pero tengo unos locos que chocan. Mis enemigos no se equivocan. A las damas y niños no se tocan. I'm in the kitchen, I give you that fuego. Money to burn tea, okay, all my pesos. Do as I say, si lo say so, I say so. You go for broke, I'ma go for my payroll now. Run that, my money, run that. Go when you go, make you go, never come back. Come back. Run that, my money, run that. Go when you go, make you go, never come back. Come back. Run that, my money, run that. Go when you go, make you go, never come back. Come back. Run that, my money, run that. Go when you go, make you go, never come back. Foolish. Run that, my money, run that. Go when you go, make you go, never come back. Come back. Run that, my money, run that. Go when you go, make you go, never come back. Come back. Run that, my money, run that. Go when you go, make you go, never come back. Come back. Run that, my money, run that. Go when you go, make you go, never come back. Foolish.
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Once you're on my city, welcome back in the building, Weezy Moon Chaser. Y'all know every week I do Jam of the Week. And this week, man, this brother's been on me for a while. I know him from high school. He was always a quiet dude. I didn't know he had the bars. I know he had the rap. So last time he said he didn't like the way he showed out last time. He said, this time I'm coming back with the crew. He's in here with the Get Money Brothers. They've had some dope music. You know, I had to make them send me the radio clean version. Because I wanted the city of Montreal to get a feel, to get a sense of what's going on here. But let me go around the room and introduce the players. Let me start off with you. Wavio.
Yes, sir. I go by Wavio, you know, one of the hip-hop artists of the crew, you know, because, you know, we're very versatile in this crew, but I bring the hip-hop trap to the crew, you know what I mean?
So you're the hip-hop guy?
Yes, that's me.
Are you the one that's picking the beats? Because the beat's been sounding right. I can always tell the beat is right when I feel like I want to rap on it. I heard some tracks, I hit up a room, I said, this Patience joint is crazy.
Yeah.
I might need to jump on it.
Pardon, the name of the track is Pardon.
Pardon, yeah. Yeah. Oh, it's going to be in the mix after this,
yeah,
people.
Well,
it's a French track.
As far as the beats goes, it's very, very strategic beat selection going on. And hands down, I'm going to have to give that to King Smizzy.
Right.
King Smizzy is very good at picking the beats, you know what I mean? We all put in our, because he'll pick the beat, and if we're not really rocking, you know, we have our one say and stuff like that, but I ain't going to lie. He's been on point with it.
So I guess he's like the Timbaland. He's like the Pharrell, the Get Money Brothers. We have King Smizzy here. What's going on, brother? Welcome to the show. So do you do anything aside from the producing the beats and all that? Do you also rap as well?
Yeah, I rap. I produce. I promote.
All right.
You know what I'm saying? I try to keep the crew in contact.
Okay, yeah, well, he needs the gel.
Like, I show them, like, you know what I'm saying? We have to stay together so we could reach to the top, right?
Yeah, for sure.
So, if we can't come to a bond, it won't work.
Right.
Right? So, even though I choose a beat...
Everybody has to like the beat.
No. Not everybody has to like the beat.
Okay.
They have to... say, okay, yo, I like it, or I think that we should, like, adjust to a different beat.
Right.
So we can make it work, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Because we see a lot of people out here nowadays, they're rapping, but we don't want to put ourselves in the same
Yeah, you guys want to make your own mark. You want to make your own mark. You want to make your own sound.
Yeah. That's why, you know what I'm saying? That's why Wavy, Ruger, Shasha, A1...
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? And everybody else in the squad that I don't vax, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Like, a bunch of people in the squad that was not here right now that...
Shout out to Flea, by the way.
Yeah, Flea's my guy. But I'll definitely say this. You know, I've been watching, you know, you guys grow and I've been seeing the trends. You guys definitely sound way different than you guys sound when you first came and saw me in the beginning. Mm-hmm. I like the cohesiveness, like how things is coming together. Sarug, you've been on the show before. You know, Strangers to the Morning Detour.
Trust me.
What's going on? You know what I mean?
Honestly, we've just been working, cooking up, trying to just put the city on the map.
Right.
Basically, you know, we're trying to create our own wave, our own sound. Just trying to be grounded, like, trying to, like, when you hear that, okay,
that's
Montreal.
Yeah, that's Montreal.
That's GMB,
right.
That's Montreal. Even if it's GMB, at least they know, say, okay, that's a Montreal thing. That's
okay. Okay, so let me ask you this. when you're conceptualizing what you think the Montreal sound should be like, how do you guys figure that out? Because we have to
go by our roots, right?
Right.
So basically, where are you from?
I'm born here, but my mom is from Grenada, my dad's from Haiti.
So, I'm born here.
Yeah.
Some of us are not born here, but we still have the. I was born here too, but maybe not all of us were born here.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, for me, I just more of a root-oriented youth. From I was born here, but I actually lived in Vinci for like 6 years, and I came back when I was like 12 or 11. You know, so and that's when I went to Hampstead and Wager.
Yeah.
So, them time day was just a reggae thing for me. I didn't really care for rock. It's just after the year the rap came in, and then that's where Ruger Bill, and then it was a rap thing, but then roots came back.
I was always
a reggae based youth, because I remember going to school sometime, and you know, you take the bus to school back home, you hear the music, I beat. Beer Rhythm, and that's how I get introduced to Beanie Man and Red Rat. And, you know, all these kind of artists, and it's like, it just stayed in me,
right?
You know, so as that kind of, even the soca, you know, Vinci is a soca place.
Yeah, that'll be a soca place.
But it's like, it's weird. We'll be beating reggae all year, but what?
Carnival time is all soca. It's an odd
season,
thing.
You beat off with soca all the time, so it's like, even his country too, it's a soca place. But
yeah, too much soca, but I'm happy you guys didn't come out as a soca group. And you guys came up right, but I do see the dance hall. No.
Hold on. Straight Dominican, huh? Dominic. You know what I'm saying? Straight.
I did hear the soca sound. So now you guys, I heard some tracks. You guys also have a female on it as well.
Yes.
So we got Sasha in the building. Sasha Amaya, your artist, what's going on? You can really sing, so thank God for that. Because sometimes you see groups of guys that are rappers and they have the girls in the group. She can't, you know, she can probably hold a little harmony, hold a little hook. But you can actually sing. It
thank
sounds
you.
Beautiful, sounds
I
great.
Appreciate that. Thank you.
So, are we looking to get you to have your own kind of tape, your own kind of EP at some point?
Yes, we're working on that. Should be. Right? Yep. It's about time.
Hope they don't hold you back like Connie did to Tiana Taylor, because the girl can sing. Put the girl on.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this. Were you a little bit nervous? Because, you know, some women, you know, it's rap is still a male-dominated kind of genre. Do you feel kind of nervous sometimes when you're in the studio, a whole bunch of guys, when you have to go do shows? Does that leave somewhat of an impression on you?
Somewhat not, because I know I know it's hard work. Right. That's for sure. So it's not like having the pipe and saying you could do it, and then when you go there, you can't lay it down. So it does have a pressure on you.
Right.
But once you have the boys and they rile you up, and that's what makes you even more persevere.
I feel like a session vibe when you guys get together, right?
Yeah, more time. That's all we create. That's all we create. More time. We hit the studio. We kind of catch a vibe.
Right.
You know what I mean? We find the beat that we all can agree on that vibe. Because we go through selections of beat.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And we might hear like, okay, five, six fire beats. But it's like, okay, which one are we working on today? Which one is the vibe that we all could vibe to today? You know what I mean? And that's what we pretty much, and then we go in, we just vibe. You know what I mean? Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Help her out. Okay, we need some of this on this. So we help her out. Get that. Get her jitters out. Because, you know, we all get nervous in the booth sometimes when we all around each other. And we want to perfect something and make it nice. You know what I mean? For the world to hear us. So we go, and we, like you said, we feed off each other, bounce off each other, ideas off each other.
It does sound very cohesive, though. It sounds like it gels. It sounds like, for example, like I really sat down with the tracks and I really analyzed it. Even when you guys transition from one artist to another artist, in terms of the subject matter, which you guys are rapping about, it all comes together.
Yeah.
And then it ties back into the hook, which shows me that you guys understand real sound structure. Like, you guys know, because you see a lot of people, everybody can do music now, right? All you need is an iPhone or a smartphone to do things.
But the thing about, sorry to cut you.
No, go.
But the thing about it is that we all have our different flows, but we make it match.
Yeah.
So.
Boy, I don't know how you guys make it work, but it sounds nice.
As far as the lineup goes, you know, we'll say, okay, play, put him first, put him second, put him, well, listen back. Okay, that sounds all right, exactly. But it sounds better if maybe he had started the track.
Any dissension sometimes? Any dissension in terms of, like, people want to be the first or second on the track? Is any dissension? It's kind of like, no, everybody's just comfortable.
Yeah, we're going for what makes the track a banger. Yeah. What makes the gravitate towards the ear. Right. I'm not going to lie. Me, you could ask them, on majority of the track, I'm the last person on the song. I'm the last person on the song. Not by, because I want to be the last person or I, you know, that's just how my sound comes off on the track.
Yeah.
Let's pay some bills here. The crew's called Get Money Brothers. I like it.
Let's go.
It's deep. Now, a lot of crews don't last very long in Montreal. So, what was the ultimate essence behind you guys starting Get Money Brothers? Like, what was the vibe? What was the mission statement in the beginning? What do you guys want it to be?
Well, you know, honestly, the mesh that we have is we all went to school together.
Right.
You know what I mean? So the bond is already there. Mm-hmm. We all know each other like the back of our hand. Like, you know what I mean? We know what pisses each other off. We know what makes each other laugh and so on and so forth. You know what I mean? So that comes through naturally.
Right.
It's natural with us. You know what
I
mean?
Okay. Okay, so the next natural question is, like, what can we expect next? Because I'm about to play this GMB mix. I don't know. I might go 5 minutes. I might go 10 minutes. Well, you guys, I have a lot of good music from you guys. Well, so I'm going to expose the city to it. But let me go around the room and ask you guys, what can we expect moving forward from you guys in your personal projects and as well with Get Money Brothers? Sasha, I'll start
hopefully with you. For me to release a
AEB?
Yeah.
What? How would you define your sound, like, in terms of the way you sing? Would you compare it to anybody, or do you think it's very unique? It sounds good, though. I ain't gonna hold you.
I'm versatile. Mm. Like, I sing.
Yeah.
I could do the reggae thing, and I could do the rapping.
Yeah.
So,
should we expect a mix of all that on the EP? That'd be good. Do a little two of this, two of that.
That'd be good. That'd be good.
Especially with King Smithy picking the beats. The beats is right.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Well, one shot might say, look out for Sasha and Maya, boy.
I started off like more like when I was like in my teenage days. It was more like rapping, freestyling. And I still got the pipe, but now it's not more. It's like.
No, you can go. You're talented, man. I'm so excited for you guys, man. You know, to see everything kind of mesh and come together. Ruga, what can you expect? You keep putting out videos on YouTube. Yeah, right now, you keep doing things. You're wearing too many hats, Ruga.
We're working, but. Right now we're trying to release an EP too. I'm trying to release an EP and we're going to release another EP as a group too. So
to Get Money Brothers.
We're just trying to keep the ball rolling, keep the tempo rolling. So we're going to surprise people, like maybe not expecting what we're coming with next or whatnot, but we're going to just keep.
You guys got to bring me by the studio one day, man. I got to see what's in the crates. I got to see what's in the vault. I ain't going to play nothing, but just play something for me. You know what I mean? I love being around unreleased music.
No, you're family, so whenever you're ready, family, you can come to the studio anytime. You know?
Wavy, before we back out of this, before we back out of this, I'm going to get you guys social. For you personally, I need a six-track Wavy. I'll even come host it. I need a six-track Wavy, just you solo. I need a strict, you know, get the architect, pick the beats, but I need an EP from you somewhere.
That's coming very soon, you know what I mean? Honestly, it was in the work, I'm gonna keep it real, it was in the work, but some of these bangers we had coming out, is like, we couldn't put them on the back burner right now, so I was willing to just sit back and, for the better of
the team,
you know what I mean, because... It's all about the team at the end of the day. Once one of us goes, we all go. You know what I mean?
If you're a team player, you're here.
That's how I'm looking at it. So, but that's coming really, really soon. Really soon.
Okay, stay tuned. Okay, I'm looking forward to that. Okay, so before I go to this GMB beautiful mix, I'm going to pull up the Guardians of the Galaxy. Me and DJ Maddie, we're going to go ham on this. Sasha, let the people know how they can connect with you. Give out your social media. If they want to get some hooks or some songs from you.
Well, they could check me out on IG. It's at Sasha Amaya.
Mm-hmm.
And
is there any underscores? Give it to them right so they can find
it. Is there any
Sasha underscore Amaya or just Sasha Amaya?
It's just Sasha.
Sasha Amaya.
Okay. Amaya. I'll also put it in the description on the Morning Detour Facebook and IG. So thank you so much for being on the show, Sasha. Listen.
Thank you for having me.
Listen, I need the EP, boy. You can sing. We're not that much ladies in the city that can sing. Rooks, what's going on? Let the people know how they can follow you. I know your Facebook is fire right now.
Find me on IG, Ruger160.
King Smithy, how could the city connect with you? People are looking for, you know, some of your expertise on beats and marketing. How can people connect with you?
On all social media, King Smithy. You know what I'm saying? follow. You know what I'm saying?
No underscores, King Smizzy straight?
All King Smizzy, man. You okay. Know what I'm saying? A king gotta be a king, right?
My guy, Wavyo, yeah. Where can they connect with you?
Instagram, you can find me on Wavyo _GMB. Mm. Facebook, it's Wavyo promo page. And you could find me Wavyo on all streaming platforms. On YouTube, it's Wavyo. Also, look out for our channel, Real Time ENT. Don't forget, sign, subscribe, you know what I mean? Follow,
yeah,
like.
You know, comment, you know, share.
We need all of that. But, you know, that's our main page where you get all of our music. You know what I mean?
Okay, yeah, so send me the link. I'll post it up there with you guys as well.
All
right.
I forgot to mention we're on Spotify and all platforms.
Yeah, all the streaming platforms, yeah.
So, if you're trying to find us, we're on all platforms. It's not hard to find us. YouTube, Spotify,
Facebook,
iMusic, whatever.
iTunes, everything.
Okay, so let's get into it. So, much on my city. I'm about to get in the gardens and gas. I'm going to let this one loose. So, if you guys are wondering what Get Money Brothers sound like, you want to know what Wavyo, King Smizzy, Ruga, Sasha, when you put the collective together, what the energy is like, much on my city. We come with the mix. This is Jam of the Week brought to you by GMB. We are in the building. More Jason.
You are now locked into the Morning Detour Mix on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Montreal, my city, I want to thank you for sticking with us for the last 2 hours. Have a safe weekend. This is the GMB boys. Get Money Brothers. Jam of the Week. I'm going to mix it out. DJ Moon, one in the building. You know how we do things, the Morning Detour, we on Fridays.
Hey, avec le temps, je sais que j'ai blessé. J'sais pas ce qui m'a pris, je ne pouvais pas m'empêcher. Hey, hey, on se repent pour tous nos péchés. Hey, mais malgré tout, je ne pouvais pas demander ton pardon.
I tell my back, you break my heart. I invest into you, I can't take it back. All the loving girl that I share with you. I kick it to the curb, I don't care about you. And nowadays, man, yeah, I'm flexing, man. Ten toes down in the streets, I don't care about you. I ain't thinking about what you do. Your friends, everything you try to do.
Avec le temps, je sais que j'ai blessé. J'sais pas ce qui m'a pris, je ne pouvais pas m'empêcher. Hey, hey, on se repent pour tous nos péchés. Hey, mais malgré tout, je ne pouvais pas demander ton pardon.
Oh boy, I still got more vibes. Blessings on blessings. GMB,
yeah, I know you're talking about.
Jam of the Week.
Applying the pressure, I'm whipping the extras. Play with the rock, I throw heavy metal. Got work in the kitchen, got dope in the dresser. I mix designer, I drip it together. Need me a runner and customer service. Could've been broke, but I was in the verdict. Split personality, I got two versions. Ran off on the plug, I did it on purpose. Smoking on gas, ain't eating the beans. Feds on the app, I still push it with ease. Me and the paper like Adam and Eve. I'ma go get her, I don't need a team.
I don't need a team,
yeah. Keep me a check, I could put you in check. Do shit when I trap, now it's time to invest. Feeds in the fix, so I send them the meds. Can't let a bitty bitch get to my head. Need me a loaf, I got bread in the bag.
Blessings on blessings.
Dripping my outfit, I came out the rag.
I'm dripping.
Invest in myself, you know I love the flag.
I love the flag.
Push it to the limit, I hope I don't crash.
Oh, yeah.
My family, they count on me. Moving dope, I'm the company. Shipment coming in, I'm living comfortably. I do what I want, cause I know that a lot of you can't fuck with me.
Mr. ROI, stay stuck in my cream. Working towards accomplishing my dreams. You already know I go hard for the team. Couple shots in the ting ting. Better watch what you say. Say, all my niggas will spray. Uptown DG all day. Real trap in the trap all day. They moving them weights. Wait, coming in crates.
Crate.
If you play with my squad, they'll find you in the lake. Me up. Can't say it to my face. When you see me with the squad,
Don't know.
You already know I'm a spray. You already know I'm a spray.
I whip when the brick and I pray I get extra.
Extra.
I send it to Vila and Lash, that's why I get my cheddar.
My cheddar.
You wanna F with us, you better know better. I got a 40 card tuck underneath my sweater. You wanna romp with them and them that ain't clever. You ain't clever, you ain't clever. Every day I'm chasing this cheddar. Hollow tip your hand, my brother. I take care of my brothers every day in the slums. Play with the squad and you know you're getting slumped.
DJ Moonwana, shout out to all my street guys. He left Saint Michel uptown. DJ Burgundy, GMB, Jam of the Week, DJ Moonwana.
Rise up the rifle, make up why moon want. Like a name Michael, send me I get higher, yes. Higher than the eyeballs, send me one. All the smoke, till him get stifled. Say them like, we cause we are gallus. Which app, yeah, we having now we chalice. Them don't want no problem, them know so we have it. When you hear click, it's minus.
Once me pull up the rifle, click, it's minus. Click, it's minus. Click, it's minus. It's for all the people who like us.
Watch them. Watch them. Them, you know.
GMB. It's not GMB, I know what you're talking about.
Yo.
Work. Oh, no.
Come around them, man, just a bunch of the things. Bunch of
waste man.
Can't mix in them things. Oh, no. Big man thing. Oh, no. Uptown ting, I'm a block remove ting. For blimes, the barks and tings. I used to chill on the Vic and ting. Mine on your talk with the blickin' ting. Just tryna move this shipment, king. Let me show you how we flip them tings. Look at me all piston ting. I'm a bread and them take shifting ting. Take turns, when they shift them change. When they shift them change.
When them boy show me ends. Big thing feel me hip. When them bust. Them boy them drop like dust. When I have them talk. Them boy them talk to cops. Two things for me hip, hey. Want me let go, two shots. When them boy show me ends. Big thing feel me hip. When them boss, them boy them drop like dust. When I have them talk. Them boy them talk to cops. Two things for me hip, hey.
Are you a rich man?
What do you mean rich? What do you mean?
You have a lot of possessions, a lot of money in the bank.
What wish I make you rich? I don't have that type of rich.
Que je vois des commentaires sauvages. Je reçois des commentaires sauvages. Commentaires sauvages. Je reçois des commentaires sauvages. Je rentre dans la cabine. C'est ma famille qui m'encourage. Avant de m'écouter, vérifie que c'est de ton âge. Commentaires sauvages. Je reçois des commentaires sauvages. Commentaires sauvages. Je reçois des commentaires sauvages. Je rentre dans la cabine. C'est ma famille qui m'encourage. Avant de m'écouter, vérifie que c'est de ton âge.
Original, Don, Dada, Wave yo, if you know me about my dollar. I don't care if they don't like me, I tell them go suck their mother. I'm really outside with them savages and them shotters. Shocked up with the 30 of them 4-5 and them llamas. I'm really out there every day to wait. A lot of y'all ain't play with me. I know that you sweet. And if you play with GMB, it's gon' be RIP. I'm really on the block, you already know I got that recipe.
Commentaire sauvage, je fais des commentaires sauvages.
Hold on, I had to get my rag. I had to get my water. Talk about vibes. Shout out to all the real ones out there, coast to coast, wherever you at. It's the Morning Detour, we on Fridays. GMB in the building. Yeah.
To all the real ones.
QG was a real one. This runs from my real ones, yeah. Let's say he was a real one, yeah. R.I.P. to my real ones, yeah. I'm so cheesed. This can't be real. Me can't keep calm. No time to say for easy. Me better them gone. Me better them gone. So much memories. Back in all the days. It's like we're stuck in our one face. But it's kinda hard to move on and turn another page, especially when we still feel pain. It's kinda hard to control my rage. It's kinda hard to control my pain. It's kinda hard now, yeah. But we gangsters, we gonna burn again. OG was a real one. This runs from my real ones, yeah. Let's say he was a real one, yeah. R.I.P. to my real ones, yeah. I'm so cheesed. This can't be real, me can't keep calm. The time is safe for easy, me better them gone. Me better them gone.
shot. I don't know how to feel. This can't be, this can't be, this can't be real. I wish we could sit down and reason for real, so that I can tell you how I feel. Can't imagine how much tears mother and wife he agreed. Beautiful son and family struck by something so tragic. Some idiot boy drag race and a rod red light. Them crushing on your taxi and take away your life. Them running from the scene, but them don't know who. Police still on a suspect. And tell me if it easy. Justice for Kevin Jones.
Vaccination against COVID-19 is underway, but not everybody is protected yet. Even if you've been vaccinated, you still need to respect basic health measures, like wearing a mask, maintaining social distancing, and washing your hands regularly. You must also get tested if you have symptoms and follow self-isolation guidelines. Find out about the measures in place at quebec.ca/coronavirus. Follow all the health guidelines, all the time, no exceptions. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Hello, listeners. This is Gambletron and Johnny Forever. Join us here on CKUT Friday, June 18th from 3 to 5 p.m. for a live broadcast of our performance Thin Walls Bad Internet co-presented by Underfine Radio and Suoni Gurilpopola. And utilize your flesh body to come watch us on June 18th to the 21st live at 6835 Plaza Saint-Hubert as we build a pirate radio station and resonant sound sculpture from construction site detritus. Over Zoom. To find out more, visit undefinedradio.fm.
What? My radio stuck on CKUT. I don't know. But nah, fix it! CKUT, the number one radio station in Montreal. We give you the sun, the moon, the rain, the stars and the mountain. CKUT give you the word.
Good day, this is Fred Frith. You are listening to CKUT 90.3 FM. Have a nice time. Bonjour, c'est Fred Frith à l'appareil, c'est CKUT 90.3 FM et bonne journée.